Gary McDade, an exceptional performance by Donegal today. A dominant performance as well. I'm sure you must be delighted with how the guys performed on the first big championship occasion at under 20.
Yeah, Shane, we certainly are. Like, it's so difficult. You never really know what level you're at. We know games, no league system, nothing. We probably caught Cavan in the day. You know, they came in the same and we just happened to get off to a middling start. So we did, and probably, I think, key coming out half time that third quarter, I think we had 8 points and we really put the game to bed.
Yeah, and it showed there as well, the level of work that you just had to put in the build-up to this game, that it was shown on the pitch today and it proved fruit in the pitch.
Yeah, we're lucky enough things fell into place for us, and in fairness, I have to hand it to the backroom team. I mean, the boys around me are excellent. They're second and only, like Eamon McGee and Francis Freeland, Brian Roper, selectors and management team, and like you have Michael Boyle, goalkeeping coach in as well. Like the work that them boys do, and we Joe McLaughlin on our head of performance analysis. I mean, the work that man does behind the scenes as well is savage. And Lee Kilday looking after everything in regards to the kit side, then, and Ed Byrne. It takes a lot of headaches off me. He's my logistics and liaisons man, like, you know what I mean, and I heap a lot of pressure on him, to be honest. So it's only for them boys, you know, they take care of the players. All I'm doing is kind of managing the situation.
Yeah, we felt in the game once that first goal went in, 25 minutes in, that Donegal was going to be out of sight in this one. Was that the case in the line as well?
It's hard to know, actually. You know, at half time they're young, they're under 20, and you go in at half time, like, and you don't want them high fiving, you don't want them slapping each other in the back. In fairness, they were grounded, so they are. And someone we got into them to try very early. They're very humble, and they realise every day to play for Donegal is an opportunity that they might never get again. And it was to say that many of them go on to play senior football, so they grab every opportunity, and it's a great opportunity for them today. And please God, we last Norway in the championship.
Listen, I know you don't like singling out players, but listen, Niall O'Donnell with 112 rather today off the 220, a fantastic performance. He made the choice to go with the 20s, so he did, and what an exceptional showing today by the St. Unions man.
Yeah, it was excellent. You know, I know Niall well, looking off, I coached him all the way through the college. I mean, I have a good relationship, but I've coached a lot of them boys through the college back in St. Unions, and looking off of knowing them coming up in France, he knows a lot of them, coaching the development squads under 17s, and even Roper's a GPO going around the county as well. So listen, between us all, we have a fair grasp on all the players.
Yeah, and thanks to Jason McGee, Patter Morgan in there as well, stepping up to the plate today. And I suppose these are the key guys that, along with Niall, that you need in the squad, and you need performing at their best, and that was on show today. So it was.
Aye, and Patter was last year's minor captain too, and he is a real leader. Like, Patter's underage again for the team next year. I mean, and Jason and all the lads are just leaders throughout the pitch. Like,
yeah, that's a good start. I'm sure you're delighted on day one.
Listen, Oisín, we are. We're, as long as our hats and our names in the hat for the next round, that's the main thing. Like, big advantage now to Derry. They're able to sit there today and watch us. I know that Cahar's going to talk us up here now and say this and that about us, that we're unbeatable. But listen, I think we just caught Cavan on a bad day and everything worked out for us.